focusing on beef tenderness. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Because of the important role tenderness plays in driving consumer enjoyment and demand for beef, the industry has been tracking beef tenderness through the National Beef Tenderness Survey for 20 years. Back in 1990, the original survey revealed tenderness problems with cuts from the top sirloin, round, and chuck. It also identified a need for longer and more consistent beef aging. In 1999, the survey showed a 20% increase in tenderness as compared to 1990, and the survey conducted in 2005 and 2006 showed an 18% overall increase in tenderness as compared to 99. The fourth and most recent survey commissioned by the Beef Checkoff in 2010-11 revealed that most steaks that were evaluated were considered tender or very tender. By benchmarking tenderness values every 5 years, the industry can gauge current tenderness performance in areas for potential improvement, as well as set priorities for additional research that needs to be conducted to further improve beef quality. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.